traffic.
WCAB Sweetwater is 880 The Biz, where money talks. A service of Salem Media Group and part of the Wall Street Business Network. NASDAQ symbol SALM.
The following program is sponsored by James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, everybody, we got a great show today. We're going to do international business. We're going to talk international business of real estate here in South Florida. We're going to talk international real estate with some of the top international real estate realtors in the city, as well as some of the top accounting firm folks in town. So stick with us. We're going to have a great show. Wanda, take it away. We'll be back in just a minute with Fried on Business. Everybody, here we go. We're going to talk about Warren Henry. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call any time for anything, and that's right, you'll get that for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda!
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
All right. Well, hey, we want to talk about Spectrum Mortgage. You go, why do you want to talk about Spectrum Mortgage? Because I like to help people get mortgages. That's why. And at Spectrum Mortgage, that's what we do. You're a non-resident foreign alien, I can help get financing. Are you a person that maybe had a short sale? I can help you get financing. In fact, if you're looking to buy any kind of real estate here in South Florida, I can help you. I can help you get a first mortgage. I can help you get some creative equity financing. I can help you make your deal. That's right. Call me, Jim Fried, at 305-773-6300, and I'll help you get your mortgage today. That's right. If you call Jim Fried at 305-773-6300, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. Today we're talking about commercial real estate and residential real estate. We're going to talk about international investment in that product type. We've got some great people here today. I want to first introduce our first group of guests. We've got Viviana Switelski. I never get that right. Vivian.
Jim, it's Switelski. Switelski. Like sweet as sugar. That's me.
That's you. And then we've got Francisco Aguilo.
Angulo.
I knew I'd get that wrong, too. They're both with Coldwell Banker Residential here in town, and they are also really big wigs here in the international real estate arena. Why don't you tell folks what you guys, what the international thing is that you guys do?
Well, first of all, I think you need to be tied to a good brand. And like myself and Vivian, we are both with Coldwell Banker, which we have 94% worldwide recognition. In addition, we have stepped in and belong to at a national level, local level, and state level, a lot of the committees that are global. In addition to that, we created in Miami the chapter for Asian Real Estate Association of America because Chinese and Japanese buyers are coming to Miami.
Well, tell me a little bit more about that because we had the Japanese buyers. That was like 20 years ago. So are the Chinese really coming? Because the Japanese, they came for a couple of years and then they left.
There's maybe in 2 or 3 months, they're going to be coming the nonstop flight from major Asian cities to Miami. So they will not have any more of the hassles to be stopping in any of the cities such as San Francisco, LA. Now with the flow of Chinese students, for every student that comes, there is a house that is sold because their parents prefer to invest on their on a property that their son will be living for at least 5 years. And the best referrals are them.
Yeah, well, you know, that's really something interesting because we've heard all about this EB-5 stuff and everything else, and people don't realize that if somebody comes and they invest in a commercial deal that they're still going to need a home.
I would say that's the second part. I think the influx that we're seeing here in Miami is that Chinese buyers are looking for single-family homes. They don't like condos. They prefer homes because they like to touch the land.
Wow. So that's an incredible opportunity then for people that sell homes, but the condo market then won't see a real big pickup from them?
That probably will be once they start assimilating the culture. But I think probably for the second generations that are growing up in the U.S., going to universities here in the U.S., and especially Miami, that's something that will come along. But at the parents, they prefer to invest in a home, and they feel that there's a more secure investment than the condominiums.
Wow, that's terrific. Now, Vivian, what are you doing with the international investing groups?
Well, for me, it's all about, again, name recognition. So Coldwell Banker is the perfect place for me. In addition, I come from an international background, so I'm very involved with international organizations such as ADIA and also FIAPSI, which is the International Federation of Realtors, and I'm developing a fantastic network of both clientele and brokers around the world, and they're sending their clients to me here in Miami.
Well, that sounds like a fabulous thing. So getting involved in the trade group has really helped your business. How about some of the ways that you're growing your business beyond just the international and networking? How do you get the properties to them?
Well, there is, in Coldwell Banker, we have what we call the feature agent branding. And basically we have more than 725 websites. So every time that we bring a listing to the MLS, those properties or listings are going around the globe through the internet. In addition, like Vivian says, we are members of ARIA, the Asian Real Estate Association of America, the Greater Miami chapter, and we get the flow through them, not only to the Asian countries, but to the rest of the nation to bring realtors to send us the referral of their clientele looking to Miami. Miami is a brand. Miami is a place to be, so there is no questions that even though that the market is a little slower than before, it's as strong as before.
So then, do these folks come in and look for a particular neighborhood, or what is this? How do they make their decision on where they are going to look to buy?
Well, if they have universities, obviously they're going to try to go around the university surroundings. But they have been seen that they like to invest in Doral, for example, because there's a lot of single-family homes, Coral Gables, Weston, and that's what they're looking for. I think the school and the university is a key factor, because if they're moving to the U.S., they want to be sure that their kids are well-educated.
So then they're buying homes in places like Gainesville and Tallahassee?
I don't think so.
Okay, just but at the University of Miami, they'd be looking for here.
Yes.
Well, that's really great. Now, what type of home are they typically going to find? Maybe Viviana can tell me.
In my segment, of course, I'm dealing more with a luxury market. So, and many of my clients have come to Miami before. So they're looking for Coconut Grove and Coral Gables and Pinecrest. And, you know, they're looking in the range from, you know, $1 million up. Again, important to schools also, that proximity of schools. And as I wanted to mention also that we're also actively going abroad and seeking out clients. So I traveled to South America, I traveled to Argentina, Brazil, and I was in MIPIM, which is the largest commercial real estate show in the world, representing actually the USA at the NAR Miami booth. So I had people coming up to me and telling them about Miami, and these people are now contacting me and looking for real estate in Miami.
So then you're a great conduit for international buyers or people that are looking to market to international buyers.
Exactly.
Wow, that's really, really cool. Now, how do you guys build your businesses? I guess you run some offices, don't you?
No, actually, the office that we have in Coral Gables, we are about 220 agents.
And how do you attract and service that many folks? And are they mostly international, or how does that work?
Well, those are realtors that we have at the office. And so I think what we need to see is that each of them, they have to brand themselves. Mm-hmm. And well, Vivian and myself, we have a specialized is the international buyers.
Okay, so you have people that specialize local, people that specialize in international.
Foreclosure, short sales, condominium, single family, anything.
Wow, that's really cool. Now, Vivian, what is it that you've been focusing on most recently? And maybe you can tell me about your latest deal.
Oh, my latest deals, I have my Brazilian clients. Again, as I just mentioned, they're looking in Pinecrest, you know, 4 or 5 bedroom home, around $2 million. And they were holding off until the Real got a little bit better. So the situation in Brazil, now we're starting to see Brazilians coming back. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Oh, well, they didn't want to stay and watch the Olympics. What's going on with that? So, let's see. We still got a little more time in this particular segment. What is it that you would tell to an international investor when they're looking in Miami? How were you selling Miami when you were at the International Realtor Show in Europe?
Well, first of all, Miami, there's no city. There's no global city like Miami in the world. I mean, we have it all here. So I can't think of a better place to invest and to buy real estate than Miami.
And what would you say as far as if you were taking somebody in looking around town, where would you say they would most want to look today? Condos on Brickell. We talked about some houses. Would any of them look in Doral?
Well, this is where I'm like you, Jim, because I like to help people. So first of all, my job is that I have to find out exactly what lifestyle are they looking for. Miami has every kind of lifestyle to offer, as you know. So first I establish what they're looking for, and then I take them around on a tour and show them the different areas of Miami, and then little by little we narrow down where they want to live. And then it's very easy.
Now, are they focused mostly on schools, or I guess are they international people that don't have their family with me? Francisco, why don't you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, I think when the students are coming, you know, if there's somebody's moving from China and he's going to go to UM, they have to pay for tuition. They have the money. And typically, like I said, that's an investment that their parents are doing, and they want to be sure that they are not only educating their kids, but they're making a deal. You know, these are smarter people that are moving forward into the U.S. And Miami's not seen anymore like the mafia, or, you know, it's it's being seen like the water, the sea, the fun, the cultural, the sports. We have everything. Miami has everything from nothing to luxury.
See, what I always say about people that are coming to South Florida to live and to move as an international buyer, what I've always found is that they probably come for, I'd say, three things. They come for safety. They come to, we'll just say, protect their dollars, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Investment.
And then the other thing they like to do is commercial real estate. I think they all like to play in that zone. Now, you guys have a diversified staff, and you can help them with commercial too, can't you?
Actually, yes, we can. We are specializing in residential, but Coldwell Banker is one of the few companies or brands recognized brand worldwide that we have our Coldwell Banker commercial. So I think it's like being a doctor. You have to refer a surgeon to a specialist, internist, or, you know, every kind. So in real estate, what we do, we partner. We directly do not sell the commercial side because we're on the residential side.
Right.
But we partner with one of the commercial guys. And, you know, that's always something that comes along.
Now, I know if you had something you wanted to add, Vivian.
Yes, well, what you're saying is I do have residential customers that are now venturing into the commercial, and I am partnering up with the commercial real estate brokers to fulfill that need.
So that's really great. And if you have a non-resident foreign alien and they need some financing, you can call me because that's what
yes,
we do.
I
we love to we would love to do the financing for the non-resident foreign aliens. We'll do condos, Venezuelans, Brazilians, Colombians, even Americans occasionally, right? We'll even finance. Now we had Richard Kalin came in. Richard joined us. Hey, Richard, welcome.
Thank you.
Richard's going to be talking a little bit later about international investing from a tax standpoint and other things. He's a big tax expert here in town, and I can't wait to talk to you, Rich. Sorry, we were talking on the residential part here right now with the realtors. Wanda, how much more time do we have in this segment? All right, well, we've got one more minute. If Francisco, if you were going to, you know, talk directly to one of the international buyers, what would you tell them about investing in Miami? Where are we in the cycle? Do they really care? How do they approach that part of the deal?
Well, I think, first of all, I said it's Miami is the place to be. For any of the investors that are coming to Miami, I just tell them simply, well, you need to get structure. So you need to see an accountant. You need to see an immigration attorney. You need to see the financing guy. And then you need to see us and we get you what you want.
Well, the way I look at it is you're the pivot point, the touchstone for the person as they come to town. And then they always do have a professional. And that's one of the reasons you actually hit on one of the things that I was saying when I was getting into the residential mortgage business. The people coming to town, their child is in Babson. You know, their attorney went to Harvard. They work at Greenberg or Ackerman. They got a great CPA like Richard over here. That's why we're putting Richard on today too. And then they run into the mortgage broker. And that's why I try to be is more of the professional mortgage broker guy, because I was hearing that the mortgages were sort of a problem point for people making deals. And why don't we take a break now? Then we're going to talk a little more about making deals, making business, the kind of structures you see. People are all cash. We got some myth busting we're going to do after this. It's information you can use today to make your life better right now. Back after this. Wanda, take it away. We're having business. We're doing business here. We're doing networking on Freedom Business. We're burning it up. But hey, if you're looking to buy or lease a car today, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out our friends and your friends at Warren Henry. Hey, you know, they've got Range Rover, Land Rover, Jaguar, Infiniti. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. You know what that means? It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call anytime for anything for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry Wanda.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.espressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
My goodness, I'm on again, and I must be talking about Spectrum Mortgage. Hey, You know what? Spectrum Mortgage, I joined Bob and Milvia. You know, when do you go? Where do you go when you can't get your traditional loan? You're not really a traditional loan. You don't fit in the box if you're maybe a non-resident foreign alien, or you just want to, maybe you did a short sale. You're just not perfect. Well, you call me, Jim Fried. Hey, I'm not perfect either. Call me at, that's right, 305-773-6300. We're going to figure out how to get this. Oh, there it is, 305-773-6300. Call me, Jim Fried, because I'll help you finance your home. Hey, we can get you a hard money loan, private loan. We'll get you a bank loan. If you're not perfect, we'll get you a community bank's loan. They're taking selfies in here. It's driving me like, oh my gosh, we're having such a great time here. So call me at 305-773-6300 if I can help you get a mortgage. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
With a postseason race and the reigning champs coming to town, Marlins baseball is coming down to the wire. Root for your Fighting Fish on our postseason push as we face off against the reigning World Series.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back. We've got some international realtors here. We've got some international CPAs here. We're just killing it today. I'm going to let everybody introduce themselves because I mispronounce firms and the people's names. So, Francisco, you're first.
Okay, my name is Francisco Angulo. I'm with Coldwell Banker. I've been in real estate for 25 years. I have specialized my whole life in international real estate, and I define myself like I have the know-how, and if I don't have the know-how, I know the know-who.
Oh, that's fabulous. That's fabulous.
That's my slogan.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. Now, Vivian, you come on. Let's go for
all
you.
All right. I'm Vivian Switelski, and I'm a global luxury realtor, and my group is VS Miami Properties at Coldwell Banker.
A glamorous global. And tell you guys should talk about your big hookups that are international, too. Come on. Bang!
FIAPSI. I'm the ambassador of FIAP, the exchange committee of FIAPSI, which is International Federation of Realtors. Also a member of ADIA and also Proxio and the Women's Council of Realtors. So these are all excellent international organizations.
And we're joined by my good friend Richard Kalin. Grab the mic and tell people who you are, Rich.
Richard,
sorry, I do that all the time. I feel like such a dork. I'll get it right eventually.
I'm Richard Kalin. I'm with the nationwide firm of Eisner Amper CPAs, and we also have a network of international affiliated CPA firms around the world. So it seems to be a nice fit and some synergy today for the topics that you guys are talking about.
Oh, you mean I did a good job putting everybody together? Now, before we get rolling, I want to say hello to the person that introduced me to Richard, Alexander Kalin. High five to you, Mr. Blanca, commercial broker. And now let's get back to business. So Richard, you've been here, sitting here listening to us talk a little bit about the international sector and real estate investing for residential folks. What is your feel on what you've heard so far? Give me just your take on what's going on in the international world here.
I appreciate some of the information that we're getting on the real estate side. I think it's no secret that the market on the international side has gotten a little slower in town. But that doesn't mean that it's not still a vibrant market and there's still a niche and some synergy for the international people. What I bring to the table is that when someone from a foreign country comes to the United States, they need to work with a CPA, and we provide those supports, and we work with immigration attorneys, and we adhere to what their needs are to make the foreign people be able to get the proper paperwork. And then, of course, that ties into the issues with their real estate purchases.
So you're part of the team. In fact, you're perhaps the running back helping them carry the ball.
I think whenever there's a transaction with somebody who's in real estate or there's mortgage financing, there's always going to be a CPA and the need for a CPA. I'm also a mortgage broker and a real estate broker, so I feel that I could bring that skill set to assist those people that need the assistance.
That's absolutely awesome. Now, Francisco, when people come to town and they come to you, how do you initially start the interview to decide what it is they're looking to do?
I basically sit down with them and I start talking to see what their needs are. But I think it's I have to say in this business, at the end of the day, we become psychiatrists or psychologists because we need to interpret, you know, what they want, how much they can afford, and how really they desire to buy.
Now, Vivian, have you seen demand changing and shifting as people, as the market evolves? I think people might have come and started as bargain hunters, and then what happened?
Well, and then what happened is that they see that it's a buyer's market now with the condominiums, but as Francisco was mentioning before, many people are now shifting into the single family home now. They prefer to have homes, and they have more residential, more in neighborhoods where they can have, you know, the schools for their kids and have a solid investment for the long term.
Now, Rich, I know you have something really important to add to this, because people come to town and they talk to you about structure and all kinds of other things.
I think one of the things that we also have to agree to at our forum is, I find that when we have international people that come to buy condominiums, for instance, I think they understand the cost, and I think they understand the down payment, and I think they understand the financing. I think sometimes I have found with my foreign clients that there's a gap that they don't really understand, that you have to feed the beast. There is the condo fees, there's the maintenance fees, there are the real estate taxes. And on some of these expensive units, you're talking about carrying costs that could be $60,000, $80,000, $100,000 a year. And those are the types of things that sometimes tilt with the international people. They don't realize what it takes to maintain the property, whether they're using it as an investment or even renting it, because sometimes the rents don't cover the debt and the costs associated with it.
So, Vivian, it sounds to me then like there could be some really, really big landmines out there, and that's why people need to use a professional that's well-skilled and schooled in dealing with the international client.
Jim, you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, when I deal with my international clients, I have a list of preferred attorneys and tax attorneys.
Good
accountants.
Thing you're exchanging
exactly.
Info here, Richard.
And also, you know, lenders. And it's very important to give them the correct advice.
Well, Richard talks about how he's got the mortgage brokerage license, so he and I have to be able to work together as well. I can't wait to pay you commission there, Richard. Now, Francisco, what is it that's the number one pitfall, well, the number one problem, the number one landmine that the international investor has?
I would say it is understanding property taxes.
Really?
You know, you have to see that in their countries, they don't have the same structure that we have. And they come over here, and basically what the accountant was saying is basically that they don't understand that they have to pay monthly fees, mm-hmm. either the condominium, the property taxes, and they're used to build a home in their own countries, and they don't have any other expenses. They choose to have their own expenses according to their budget. And I think that's one of the biggest problems that I see when foreign investors are coming to the U.S.
Now, Vivian, what's perhaps one of the most common things that the international investor asks about when they first come to Miami?
Well, they ask about exactly what is my investment going to be? Are there lenders that can lend me money? Since I'm a foreign national, am I going to be able to get mortgages?
Yeah, you can. You can call me at 305-773-6300 and I'll help you get a mortgage. It seems like everybody says everybody's coming here. They're buying all cash. Are you seeing the number of all cash buyers shifting as a percentage?
Yes, definitely.
Richard, what are you seeing going on as far as a trend? We've only got a minute, so I hope you guys will sit here and stick with us and go through another segment. But Richard, what are you seeing as one of the big pitfalls that people have?
Again, it's the carrying costs and the administrative maintenance of these investments, whether it's the real estate taxes, the condo fees, the maintenance fees, special assessments. We offer a bill pay service for the foreigners in which we'll make sure these costs get paid. And right now the market is not cooperating, and where the rents are high enough to carry some of these costs, and then they don't understand that they have to keep funding the investment each month.
In fact, so then your supplemental performance for them helps them understand what the gap is, and so they don't lose or have a problem. You make sure they stay current.
Well, when I meet with the real estate people or I meet with them with their immigration attorneys, I explain to them what are going to be the carrying costs for these investments so they understand in advance.
Wanda, how much more time do we have before break? 2 minutes. Oh my gosh, I can go back to Francisco. Now, Francisco, what do you think the main benefit is of working with you and your team at Coldwell Banker? Tell me that.
Well, number one, we have the power of the brand.
Oh, wow.
And we are a publicly traded company that is owned by NRT. And we have been named for 5 years the most ethical company. with the brand, it comes the individual. And I think it's the power of the individual. It's the education that we have gotten through the years. And, you know, I have been said that once you get a gray hair or you lose your hair,
yeah, well,
your credibility grows.
You know, look at you. You're the most credible guy I've met all day.
Yes, exactly. That's why. So I think the combination of the two are the success of this business.
Well, that's really great. And I've been cracking up the whole crowd here. I think I should leave while I'm ahead. We're going to pull a Costanza. I'm going to go to break early. We'll come back early. We're going to. Can you guys stick with me? This is a really good group. Richard,
sure.
Is okay?
Sure.
Everybody? All right. Well, Wanda, I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to turn the camera around. We're going to have a good time. Everybody can watch. Watch me dance. What's this? This is the hot song this summer?
Oh.
Wanda,
oh,
who is this? Oh yeah, really funky. It's getting me moving there, Wanda.
It's a good song.
It's a good song? I'm just an old man. Is that what's going on?
Something like that.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Hey, so you know when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, heck, you even get a personal assistant that you can help you out for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, all right. Hey, look, if you're looking for a mortgage, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Hey, where do you go when your loan doesn't fit into the traditional box if you don't qualify for a Fannie Mae loan? Hey, you call me. Did you do a short sale back in the day? Call me. I can help you get financed. That's right. Even if you're a Brazilian, Venezuelan, Colombian, hey, even if you're an American, I can help you get financed. What do? You give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because I can help you maximize your proceeds and your financing. I can make sure you get the structure you need to close your deal, and I can make sure it happens now. You need a private loan? You want some hard money lending? You're going to try to do some commercial stuff? Well, heck, I can help you with that too. Give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Busy in Miami-Dade. We're looking at congestion on 95 Express northbound from 62nd up past 151st. Also, the Turnpike slow northbound from the Dolphin up towards 106th. And as we cruise up to Broward County, we're looking at delays on the Turnpike northbound from the new Hard Rock Stadium up past Hollywood Boulevard. That's your South Florida traffic.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. That's right, I'm still on. That's right, I'm having all kinds of problems with the Facebook thing, but heck, you're not even supposed to know that, are you? We're here, we've got some great folks. Everybody go introduce yourself while I'm trying to figure all this out, technically speaking, of course. Vivian, you're first.
I'm Vivian Sutelski, a global luxury realtor at my group is VS Miami Properties at Caldwell Banker Residential Real Estate in Coral Gables.
Francisco, you're next.
My name is Francisco Angulo. I'm with Coldwell Banker. I've been in real estate for 27 years, and I specialize in international.
Richard, you're the cleanup hitter.
Richard Kalin. I'm a CPA with Eisner Amper, and don't want to age myself by telling you how many years I've been a CPA.
Hey, not that many, but it's all really good. Now, let's get going here again. We're hopefully all the people that were listening will come back on the Facebook thing, whatever, but I did the best I could. I've had a big technical problem today. Why? Because my fingers are all fumbly today for some reason. Now, Francisco, let's go back to you. What is it that you bring to the table at Coldwell Banker that helps the international buyer? I guess really it's like you're saying the brand, and that helps give them comfort, no? I got it set now, Wanda.
Keep talking.
I am talking, Francisco.
I think it's not about, you know, the brand, or it's not about me. It's about the client and understanding what they want and what they're looking for. Like I said before, it's trying to understand the needs, the money that they have to bring, and the advice. And I think the success of a real estate international realtor is to get a partnership with a good mortgage broker or a good mortgage lending, a good accountant, a good estate planning attorney, everything that they have to learn.
Now, Vivian, so now they've got a good team in place. They found you. Where do they go to next?
Where do they go to next? And then we decide where they want to live.
Okay.
What is their lifestyle? What are they looking for in Miami?
What would they say when they say, so I just came in from town, out of town. What are you going to say? Interview me. I'm your new client. I just walked in. I don't even know where I want to live. I saw on TV Miami Vice.
Well, first of all, are you going to live here the whole year round? Or are you just considering this your vacation home? Do you have children? What is your purpose here, Jim?
Well, my purpose is I just moved my business here. I want my family to be here so they're safe, and I want to continue to build wealth in Miami. And Rich, remember that part, because we're going to talk to you next. So now I've just said that, Rich. What do you think is the biggest pitfall that I have to avoid, Richard? I keep calling you Richard. Please just forgive me.
The pitfalls, if you get the advice of the proper professionals and you go slowly in your investing and what you're doing in as you come from a foreign country into the United States, I think you'll be better served. I think one of the pitfalls that I find, and this is really it's just so inappropriate, there happens to be a lot of scam and inappropriateness between foreigners of the same countries. For whatever reason, a French guy comes to the United States, he meets another French person, he feels there's a camaraderie because they're both from France, and then one is a scammer. And we've had a lot of issues because of the tax work and some of the litigation in which there is this type of... An affinity fraud.
Wow.
So I think you need to be a little careful with who you do business with and get second and third opinions before you put money up and sign documents.
What's the biggest pitfall, the biggest mistake that you've seen an international person that's coming here just wants to buy a residential place and start from there and then build their world from there? What's the first thing they need to do?
I think the first thing they need to do, as much as everybody here on the panel wants them to be the first people that they speak to, is I think they need their first person they really need to speak to is the immigration attorney. And they have to determine their status. And just like you said, it could be a father coming in and doing investing. It could be that they're coming in and then the child wants to go to college. It could be that the whole family wants to come and uproot from wherever they are and start a new life here. Each of those dynamics have a different protocol with immigration, and that becomes, to me, the most important thing that they have to deal with initially.
So then, Francisco, we're going to come back to you now. I know that you had something you wanted to add on all that.
Yeah, adding to for what Richard had to say, one of the biggest mistakes that they come is that they don't understand that we realtor have the entire database. So they talk to you today, and one day you said, I have another business plan tomorrow, so I'll see you Thursday, for example. And what happened is that the next day that you are not with them, they see another realtor. So I think it's educating them to what the value that we bring and the way that we work here. I think that's a due diligence that we have today, day one. Otherwise, we can lose them and they can be making the biggest mistake of their life for what Richard was saying about scamming and friends and people that are not professionals. We are professionals.
So, Vivian, what's the biggest issue that you've seen along that lines where somebody came in, they trusted their friend, this guy, not even their friend. Oh, he came from my same hometown. How about that one?
Yes.
How about that one? Have you had that one yet?
Well, actually, I did have a client from one of my FIAPSI brokers from Ukraine.
What does FIAPSI mean?
FIAPSI is the International Federation of Realtors.
Well, people tune in and tune out. That's why I like to try to...
Of course. Okay. And it's a worldwide organization of real estate industry professionals. And for instance, I was just at a World Congress in Panama a couple of months ago, and we had, you know, about 500 members of this organization. And immediately thereafter, I had... The Ukraine broker came to Miami because he's looking for a broker here, an agent, me, to refer business to. And he was telling me that he had had someone that had had shady dealings with. So he will trust someone, as I am a member of FIAPSI, he will trust me more than someone else.
Now, Richard, you know, what do you see as a good way to guard against fraud? You said get the good immigration attorney, get the good team together. I just walked into your office. I'm here. I got an immigration attorney. I'm looking to do a business here. How can you help me?
Well, there's two things that when you're doing business here, again, once you have your immigration issues cleared up, you have to determine where you're banking. As much as there's international banking in South Florida and Miami, not every bank is international friendly. A lot of banks have restrictions for their international banking. Some countries are on lists that are restrictions for international banking. So you've got to make sure that you have that covered, because if you don't and you're trying to make a transaction, the transaction will hold, it could collapse, it'll cost you more money.
How about the Panama Papers thing? What about that? How's that impacting people, and how do you counsel people to avoid doing the wrong thing?
If they have a relationship with a bank that accepts them and works with them, I don't think they would have that issue. But again, you could walk down certain banks off Brickell Avenue where we are, and one will be friendly to a foreigner and another one will have restrictions and not allow the accounts to be open, and that's a problem.
So Vivian, how do you help your clients select the right financial institution? Can you help them with that?
Well, I consider that I'm offering boutique service as much as you do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's I don't refer only one person because I can't limit myself to one person. But I definitely like to have, for instance, establishing relationships with people that offer the different services that my clients need. And then I give that list to my clients and I let them make the choice themselves.
I think that's really appropriate. And Francisco, how do you work with your team of realtors and brokers to ensure that they're getting the best feel for what's going on in the community and in the marketplace?
I think it's getting involved, not only in local association. We are part of the Miami Association of Realtors. We overlap with Florida Realtors and then the National Association of Realtors. We have reports and we have to get informed so we can deliver the proper message that what's happening. Sometimes I hear some agents to be making opinions and of what the market conditions are when we need to see the statistics. So I think if we get educated on that, we're going to be giving the proper information about what's happening.
And how do you make sure that your realtors and your associates aren't violating any kind of a rule or regulation? Because I got to figure that you got to treat some foreign people special. Oh, but I know you know that, Richard, we're coming right back. I got to type Richard on my hand there. It's ridiculous. Richard, I'm just going to go right at you. What do you do that you can help people to avoid all that?
Well, again, we have a certain team within our accounting firm, and we have resources not only in the United States but globally. So we have the ability to put someone with the right person and make sure that they have all the information necessary to make an accurate decision.
So you brought up something that I find interesting. You're with a global firm, so you can theoretically have somebody back in their home country that can help them figure out who to use and work with, and it kind of might give them a comfort level, no?
Right, and there's certain countries that we have tax treaties with, so certain applications are advantageous, some are not. So to be able to have the information and do this globally can only help the client.
And what are some of the services that your firm offers the international investor?
We have just a full service firm, taxes, We do business plans if someone's coming in to buy a business. And one of the things that are important when a foreigner comes in, if they want to buy a business and a real estate person can broker that, we have many of our clients that are looking to exit strategies and maybe sell their businesses. If they buy a business that's a going concern and has employees, it enhances their immigration process. So it parallels them trying to get the appropriate immigration status.
Now, Francisco, a lot of people have been buying all cash. And then one of the reasons I got into the residential mortgage business is because I think that that's one of the biggest requirements that we're going to have for capital coming down. It's helping the international buyer that bought all cash. Then they're going to want to maybe free up some of that cash because now the dollar's strong. They've got dollars in the United States. They want to use it. Maybe they can't get money out from where they came from. Are you running into that?
Of course, you know.
Well, then they should call 305-773-6300. Softball.
I think while the market is, getting trusted, banks are going to be making more flexibility on their underwriting guidelines, and it's going to be helping the foreigners. But remember that, and you as a mortgage broker, you know better
than
me.
Yeah, I would think they're not going to be more flexible. I think that they're getting tighter and tighter and tighter. In fact, I'm going to go back right to Richard. Richard's nodding his head like it's going to fall off. Richard, what are you seeing there with that stuff?
I think what happens, it's the same sort of misnomer when someone brings up an SBA loan, thinking that because it's SBA, you get some advantages or it's easier, and then when you realize it's just that SBA is an insured product, but you still have to have all the same facts.
Maybe it lowers the rate or something.
It's the same issue with international people. Once they get their cash in and once it's all cash, they're going to have to, if they want to refinance and get some money out, they're going to have to show the ability to repay, and they're going to have assets, and they're going to have cash, just like John Doe. So we can't think that they're any different than anybody else in the eyes of underwriters when numbers are independent based on only numbers and not where you're from or what the values are.
So then we're going to take a break. We'll stick one more segment. Well, can you guys stick with me one more time? All right. Well,
Wanda. So much fun. Why wouldn't we?
I have no idea, but I have to at least ask and be courteous. Believe it or not, I am a courteous mortgage broker. They do exist. So Wanda, we're going to toss it to you. We're going to come back real soon with information you can use right now to make your day better, your business better, your life better, especially if you're an international real estate investor. Come to Miami. Wanda, take it away. All right, Wanda's rocking the house. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage, and that means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, rock the house.
Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
With a postseason race and the reigning champs coming to town.
All right. right. Hey, well, let's see. I guess we're having a little problem with the Marlins thing there. But hey, when you're looking at, when you need to get a loan and your traditional bank will say, well, hey, we can't really do that if you don't fit into the little box that they have. Hey, maybe you had a short sale. Maybe your credit's not perfect. Maybe it's an investment property and they're not really looking to do that for you. Well, I can help you. Call me at 305-773-6300. Hey, we specialize in non-resident foreign aliens, Venezuela, Brazil, Colombia, Argentina, doesn't matter. Hey, even if you're a U.S. resident and American, I can help you too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Let me help you get the mortgage you want today. And when you call me at 305-773-6300, it's all about you.
With a postseason race and the reigning champs coming to town, Marlins baseball is coming down to the wire. Root for your Fighting Fish on our postseason push as we face off against the reigning World Series champs, the American League's Kansas City Royals, from August 23rd through the 25th. Join Mattingly and the boys as we take on Hosmer, Perez, and the rest of the Royals crew. Don't miss out on this weekday series of action-packed interleague play as August comes to a close and your Marlins head into September. Purchase your tickets today at Marlins.com.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've had a great show today. We've talked about international real estate investing. And since a lot of people join us throughout the show, we're going to cover some of the best topics that we've done for the first part of the show. And I'm going to have everybody introduce themselves because I've been butchering everybody's name and I'm just done with it. I'm really embarrassed. And we're going to start with my friend, Richard, who is a CPA. Richard, go for it.
I'm Richard Kalin. I'm a CPA with Eisner Amper. Our office is on Brickell Avenue.
Yeah, and you got a great son named?
Alexander.
There you go. All right, Vivian, give it to me.
Hi, I'm Vivian Switalski. I'm a global luxury realtor at Coldwell Banker Residential Real Estate in Coral Gables.
And Francisco, give it to me good there.
I'm Francisco Angulo. I'm a realtor with Coldwell Banker, Coral Gables, and Coconut Grove.
Okay, now, Francisco, give me your number one thing that the international investor needs to know when they come to Miami.
They need to know that I'm the best one to call. They need
I love this guy. He's coming back.
And in addition to that, they need to understand that we are the trusted person, because they need to understand that I see every single property, because we have the power of the MLS, which we are allowed to, even though that they are not my properties, they're going to be allowed to see other properties that I can offer. But the person that they need to call is Francisco Angulo.
Okay, unless they call Vivian. Now, Vivian, what are you going to tell the person when, hi, I'm Jim Freed, I'm from the foreign country, I'm looking to buy something in Miami. What do you tell me?
I'm going to tell you, Jim, well, you've come to the right place, because Vivian Switalski is the person that speaks five languages. I've done business all around the world. I know I can find out what your needs are, and I can deliver to you.
All right. Well, that's pretty good. And Richard, now you're going to be the one that protects everybody's, I'll just have to say it this way, assets.
Right. I'm going to trump both of those, even though that's a bad word these
days.
Well,
you know, especially if you're looking to immigrate.
Yeah, right. Good tie-in. I think that they definitely have to review with the CPA the issues associated with the purchase. And even though I respect and understand that they're going to bring them a good deal, I think they have to have the final word with their CPA and their tax advisor to make these types of decisions.
Now, people know I don't do politics on the show. So, Richard, somebody's come into town. How do you really, really work with the team? Because I got to believe that, because people continue to cross-refer, that you're part of the team. How do you help the team really bring value to the process, maybe help with some structuring, stuff like that?
Well, we would be able to prepare the information necessary to qualify for a loan if they're going to work with you or get a mortgage, so that's very important. We also work with the immigration attorney to determine what their status is going to be, as I mentioned earlier, whether they're an investor, whether a child's coming in to go to college, or whether the whole family's moving in. And finally, where they live, what type of property they get, what it costs to maintain that property, all as part of the things that we bring to the table.
Now, we've only got a couple minutes left, so I want to make sure I get this in and make sure you go slow because we have plenty of New York Jets fans that listen. Richard, how do people find and connect with you to make sure that their assets are protected?
Well, you could certainly call me. It's 305-371-6200. We're located in Brickell Avenue, and we also have a Fort Lauderdale office. So anybody can call me on our website, find me, and we'll sit and discuss what your needs are.
You went way too fast on the phone number. Go a little slower.
Well, I was watching you all show. 305-371-6200.
I just want you to know we got three thumbs up while you were doing that. Now, Vivian, if people want to work with a realtor that speaks five languages, that's a officer of the international thingy, you know, how do they find you? And what's the thingy? Because that's really not a technical term.
The thingy is my global network of fellow realtors all around the world. Anyways, my name is Vivian Sutelski. My number is 305-502-1345. And my website is vsmiamiproperties.com.
And we're going to wrap it up here with Francisco. Francisco, how do people find, I've already heard you pitch. You are like, you should play for the Marlins. You pitch so hard. how do people reach you and help reach the rest of your team? And I'm sure you and Vivian work together and stuff like that.
Well, I think first they need to remember my name. So I tell them that San Francisco was, born on my behalf. And my last name is Angulo. So they just need to Google and they will find me because I'm pretty sure that I cover the engine search to be on the top 10 of every single search that they do about Francisco. Oh. Francisco Angulo. That simple.
I absolutely love him. Listen, guys, we only have a couple minutes left. I caught Vivian giving the high five there. That was pretty cool. Vivian didn't realize that.
Oh, no, that's not.
No, it's fine. This is all about, look, if you're not having fun, people know that. And if you want to know one thing that's really important about business is people want to have fun. And that means I got to thank everybody because we only have a minute left. I want to thank our sponsors, the Related Group, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry Automotive, Magnum Energy Solutions, Kind Snacks, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, the Miami Marlins, the CCIMs, Espresso Marketing, Social Media 305, of course, Lawrence Kids. Now, go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Do it now, please. Also, go to and join our community, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Hit me. Tell me what you want to hear. This is great stuff. We need to have you guys back. Hey, if you missed today's show, it's going to be up on my website, www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Looks for us next week on 8:80 a.m., Thursday at 6. Why? Because I absolutely love doing this. Can you tell? All right. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something, finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda!
Market uncertainty and conservative options such as CDs, money markets, and